The Day in Tech History is sponsored by Cachefly over at cachefly.com, where you can host your podcast and get a 14-day free trial.
Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. November 15th, 1744, Gawain Knight presented his research on permanently magnetizing steels to the Royal Society. The use of steel instead of soft iron represented a significant improvement in the compass needles used in England's Royal Navy, but Knight won't apply for a patent until 1766. 1883, Thomas Edison received a patent for his two-element vacuum tube. 1887, German scientist Dr. Carl Gassner is issued a patent for the first dry cell. 1912, Gamma-nit Chronochrome, the first practical three-color film process, is demonstrated to the French Photographic Society in Paris. 1926, the NBC radio network opens with 24 stations, and the National Broadcasting Company is incorporated in the United States as an offshoot of RCA. 1960, the Polaris missile test was launched. A patent was issued for an alkaline dry cell battery, and the three, P.A. Marshall, Carl Kordashev, and Louis Urey, were assigned the patent to the Union Carbide Corporation for the manufacture of ever-ready batteries. And Gemini 12 splashed down safely in the Atlantic Ocean. 1970, the Soviet moon rover Lunokhod 1 landed on the moon. It was the first roving remote-controlled robot to land on another world. 1971, Intel announced the Model 4004 microprocessor, the world's first single-chip microprocessor, as an advertisement in the periodical Electronic News. It had around 60,000 interactions per second, 2,300 transistors, and 0.06 MIPS, running a clock rate of 108 kilohertz with a 4-bit bus. It would cost $200. 1972, the IBM Data Processing Division rolls out the IBM Healthcare Support Electrocardiogram Analysis Program, a computer program for cardiologists. 1974, the first Spanish satellite, Intestat, is launched. In 1982, Atari signs an agreement with Nintendo for the worldwide license of Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Jr. for Atari home computers. 1987, the Ley virus is discovered named for Ley University in Pennsylvania. It's the first virus that caused direct damage to data, attacking the command.com, which was present on all MS-DOS formatted disks and drives. 1988, the Soviet Buran spacecraft was launched. 1994, Hayes Microcomputer, a major U.S. manufacturer of modems, filed for Chapter 11 protection. 1995, Christopher Pyle, also known as the web handle Black Baron, becomes the first person to be jailed for writing and distributing a computer virus. He was sentenced to 18 months. 1996, at the Pacific Science Center in Seattle, Washington, 3,000 participants rate 57 video games. Their top pick was Super Mario 64 for the Nintendo 64. 1997, the website of China's Agricultural University is hacked and defaced with a message condemning China's recent nuclear tests. And in 1999, at the Fall Comdex trade show, Corel released version 1.0 of the Corel Linux operating system. It was free for website download and $59.95 for standard edition, with $89.95 for a deluxe edition. Also in 1999, Everex announced that it had abandoned plans for the Freestyle 540 handheld computer and was discontinuing its monochrome palm-sized computer. The Marshall Islands issued a postage stamp depicting the personal computers, part of a series of commemorating events of the 12th century. Nobuyuki Idea, president and co-chief executive of Sony, gives the keynote address at COMDEX. Other speakers included George Lucas and Phil Harrison of Sony Computer Entertainment, who discussed the PlayStation 2. The virtual pet website Neopets was founded by Adam Powell and Donna Williams. And on June 20th of 2005, Viacom would buy Neopets for $160 million. And the website of Cartoon Network cable channel was cracked by the Varna hacking group.
If you love the day in tech history, then I encourage you to join my Patreon movement over at patreon.com/geekazine. Your contribution keeps the lights on and more day in tech history episodes available. Pledge as little as $1 a month or $12 a year for 365 days of podcasts. Add to that all the content from geekazine.com, morninggeeks.com, and other shows that I produce. That's over at patreon.com/geekazine. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
In 2000, the Southern Cross Cable opens, connecting Australia, Fiji, Hawaii, New Zealand, and other west coasts and the west coast of the U.S., a distance of 30,500 kilometers. It carried 120 gigabits per second to Australia and 160 gigabits to Hawaii, to California. 2001, AMD introduced the 1.2 megahertz Duron processor with a 192 kilobit on-chip cache and 200 megahertz front-side bus for $103. Dutch Surfnet and the Internet 2 Abilene network connect via gigabit Ethernet. And the Microsoft Xbox was released. It featured a 733 megahertz Intel processor, 8-gigabyte hard drive, 250 megahertz NVIDIA XGP graphics processor, 64 megabytes of RAM, 4 controller ports, 3D audio support, and more. The price, $299. 2004, the European Space Agency Ion propulsion spacecraft SMART-1 enters into lunar orbit 14 months after its launch. And a server at the University of Georgia was hacked, exposing 32,000 student credit card numbers. 2006, scientists published the results from the first successful partial reconstruction of nuclear DNA from a Neanderthal fossil bone. That's about 38,000 years old. 2008, Facebook pulls several pages that promote Italian neo-Nazism against gypsies. 2011, Apple iMatch goes live, and Amazon released Kindle Fire in an effort to compete with the iPad. Jeff Bezos released the next version of the Kindle for $199, and it would be available only at Amazon. And in 2013, Batkid, a 5-year-old named Miles, was given a wish to save San Francisco with his hero, Batman. With Public nearby, Miles was able to nab the Riddler. Also in 2013, Google opens the Winter Wonder Lab pop-up shops, which showcase the latest Google gadgets. LulzSec hacker Jeremy Hammond was sentenced to 10 years for leaking Stratfor emails. And Google Play Music app arrives on the iPhone.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.